Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for our Unified Bank Profile, and it seems like it's Penguins Week on the road this week, as now we have with us the Penguins Director of Player Development, Tom Kostopoulos. And TK, before we talk about your role with the Penguins, first off, a big congratulations to you getting inducted into the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins Hall of Fame. What night was that for you? What was that experience like?
It was amazing. It was a great honor. A lot of fun for me to go in with Tom Grace and Steve Baruch, two guys that were influential in the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Penguins, being there and taking off the bat in 99. So it was a special night. My family came down with me, and we had a great weekend. And then the team, Wilkes wasn't able to win that night, but the next night they beat Hershey. So it was a good weekend.
As a player, obviously the fans take off with what you do on the ice, but what can you tell the players about what it means to be such a good person? Because I feel like that, in addition to what you did on the ice, had a big reason for you getting in there.
Yeah, I think the organization puts a lot of onus on that, not just good hockey players and staff, but good people. So here comes one walking in right now with no suit on, just a good guy. They like having people around that work hard and are good people. So I feel like when guys work hard and treat people right, good things happen, and there's a lot of people in the organization like that.
You've had a lot of success top to bottom in the organization this year. All three teams enter tonight with winning records. Well, the Nailers are 500 now, but how proud of you of that, to be able to see the organization. Obviously you're trying to develop players, but at the same time winning is also a big piece of what you're doing.
Yeah, it's huge to have the three teams kind of in sync and all feeding up towards Pittsburgh. I think it's been a big reason why Pittsburgh's been able to be successful. Yet Wilkes, that working hard and always competing for the playoffs, feeding guy players up there, and then Wheeling here always in the hunt and feeding guys up to Wilkes. So it's something you can to say about the organization when there's been a number of players go from Wheeling to Wilkes to Pittsburgh, and we want to keep that happening.
I look at the Nailers roster tonight, and there are a lot of contracted players that are on this roster at the moment, including Jordan Frasca, who we'll see make his pro debut tonight. Colin Sawyer is in his second week as a member of this team. How important is it to be able to utilize that entire pipeline and to be able to have a lot of depth, too, where you can get guys having valuable minutes down here in Wheeling?
It's great for the organization to have. I mean, knock on wood, a lot of guys are healthy right now. So Pittsburgh's playing well, and they have a deep lineup. Wilkes-Barre's playing well and has a deep lineup. So guys need to play and get ice time. And to have Sawyer and Frasca and come here and be able to play power play minutes and PK minutes and every situation of games, I think it's so good for their development. You know, there's a bunch of guys that we have here that we think have a bright future in Wilkes-Barre and Pittsburgh. So we know they're in good hands here with Army, and we want to continue to work with them and watch them develop.
We know that it's always a win-now mentality with the Penguins. As long as Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang are in those uniforms, they're going to be competing for Stanley Cups. What does the organizational picture look like? Does it alter from year to year in terms of what you're trying to build towards with the prospects, and also depending on how many you really have?
I mean, no one really mandates anything, but yes, it's pretty obvious Pittsburgh wants to win. I think the captain, 87, wants to win. But our roles don't change too much. We want to have players that are ready to jump up in Pittsburgh if they need them, but we also just want to develop for the future. So taking the draft picks, free agents, players we've gotten on trades, and just working with them to maximize their potential as players and young men.
When you have players who are pretty well locked into the roles that they have, like obviously Crosby's a top six, you have Letang's going to be in your top four. Well, I mean, that's kind of a disservice to them because they're both top line guys. Who are we kidding? How do you work with the other players to really start to expand their games where, hey, you probably are not going to be a top line center on the Pittsburgh Penguins, at least not at this particular second in time, but you still can contribute to the NHL club in a big way?
Well, when Pittsburgh won in 16 and 17, I feel like there was a lot of guys that went up and plugged in different holes and filled out the third and fourth line and fifth, sixth defenseman pairing. So guys know that they have their top two centers and they have guys that are going to run the power play, but they have a chance of winning the Stanley Cup. And if Pittsburgh's going to win this year, different guys are going to have to help out. So it's quite a carrot to dangle in front of guys that if they work hard and are willing to play a role, they got a chance to win.
Is there a certain flavor that you're noticing out of the organization or out of the prospects this year that you really enjoy and is really jumping out at you?
You mean like certain players? Or
just kind of the way that they play, either something that they've really embraced or one of the strengths that this organization has that you think is better than maybe another organization?
I think, you know, Mike Sullivan wants to play a fast game. So the speed is very important. And then he wants guys that compete and that can read the game well. So speed, intelligence, puck skills, and compete are big things there. So that's the kind of guys that we're looking for and looking to develop. So when we see guys playing like that, it's great, you know, to see what Kalmakov's doing down here and Ortiz and Maniscalco. I'm excited to watch Sawyer play tonight, and it'll be nice for Frasca to get his first game in. So it'll be a good game here. Hopefully they can take down the K-Wings.
You mentioned the individual players. What are you looking at from a whole overall perspective as you watch along with Derek, Chuck, and Dales tonight?
Guys that'll compete out there, guys that want to win, guys that are working their tail off every game, and guys that want to make the jump to the next level. You know, those are the guys we want to work with.
Very good, TK. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with me. Again, congratulations on the terrific honor with the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, and it's great to have you and the Pittsburgh Penguins so hands-on. It's unbelievable to have you guys in that organizational ladder.
Thanks, Deej. Great to see you, buddy.
Tom Kostopoulos, Director of Player Development for the Pittsburgh Penguins, our guest tonight's Unified Bank Profile. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.